Just brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less, you'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
Today's It Feels Good features a smart woman, a strong woman, a pioneer who's still making headlines in 2020. Back on October 11th, 1984, astronaut Kathy Sullivan became the first American woman to walk in space. No big deal. Wow. And just last week, she became the first woman to reach the deepest known part in the ocean. And she's now become the first human to do both.
To do both, right.
To go to space and to go to the deepest part of our waters.
Can I say that I would actually be much more terrified to go underwater?
Me too.
Than I would to go into space.
Me too.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because I think I'm not going to drown in space, even though obviously there's no air, but it's just something about the water being on top of you is so much more frightening.
I'm scared about all the things you're going to see on the bottom floor of the ocean, like the deep anglerfish, but way worse.
Yeah.
The 68-year-old traveled 35,810 feet underwater and spent about an hour and a half down under capturing images at Challenger Deep in a deep sea research submarine thingy that it's called the Limiting Factor. Challenger Deep is the deepest known point in the Earth's seabed hydrosphere. Their ascent back to what we call Earth took 4 long hours. I can't even imagine what was going on through her mind. Imagine traveling to the lowest part of the ocean and feeling like you've won a gold medal at the Olympics, but then you have to wait 4 hours to pick up the medal. She's probably like, we did it, guys. We did it. Yay, yay, yay. But okay, we got to wait 4 hours.
When we get back up there, I can't wait.
And then we'll tell all of our friends.
Why did you give her your Cockney accent there?
my Australian. We did it because I just said down under. I don't know. What's really cool about Kathy, she became the administrator of the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration after joining NASA in 1978 and part of the first group of U.S. astronauts that included women. But what's even cooler about it is that while Kathy was setting records down under in the ocean, she also has friends who are right now in space aboard the International Space Station. So after emerging from the waters on Sunday, she and the explorer funding the mission called the astronauts up in space to tell them the great news and to share notes. Because, of course, scientists share notes, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, let me tell you what I found down under. Tell me what you found up there.
It would be really weird if we sent people into space and then they came back and were like, so what did you see? Nothing. None of your business. None of your business what I saw.
It's in my notes. Read my book. So they are uniting for science, even though they are worlds apart.